The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. For today's recording, we've used Skype, so I have to say, Peter, you're sounding a little bit echoey out there. Perhaps that adds to the authenticity of you being thousands of miles away in Melbourne. So, for today's offering, Peter, you've picked the film Little Women.
I have picked it, James, because it's the Gospel of the Annunciation and it's the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, which is the text quoted in Matthew, so it's a particular focus. The Gospel of the Annunciation comes up several times during Advent, and we've spoken about Mother and Child and Agnes of God. So I thought, what is a good film that gives almost an idealistic picture of a mother? And suddenly, Little Women came to mind. There have been many film versions, but I'm talking about the one from the 1990s, directed by an Australian, Gillian Armstrong, which I mention only in passing. But Susan Sarandon is Mami. It was the year before she entered the convent for Dead Man Walking, and quite a strong cast for her daughters. Louisa May Alcott was in a way a tough writer, showing the relationships in families in the United States in the 19th century. And what she's presented in Mami, played very strongly by Susan Sarandon, is someone who understands her children, who is devoted to them, and is wise enough to give them good advice in all their troubles, and is sensitive to the rest of the families, especially a rather difficult Aunt March. So in that sense, when we're thinking about the Annunciation, it's probably wise to give some thought to an ideal mother on the screen.
What's your Christmas wish?
Perhaps we could send the Hummels our bread. They have so little and we have so much.
I've waited my whole life to be kissed. And what if I miss it?
I promise to kiss you before you die.
An ideal mother, but as you said before, I think it's not a bad thing for us, as we come towards the end of Advent, to be thinking about, you know, certain imperfections in family life and in parenting. You know, it's a good time to focus on how we can do something about that, isn't it?
It is, and probably Little Women is strong because the oldest daughter, Jo, is very strong-minded, so there is a loving interaction between the mother and daughter. And so I think you're right. The ideal is there, but it's put into practice in circumstances which need some kind of wise decision-making and good advice. So to that extent, as we come to Advent, it probably is a reasonable film to think about.